Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Angels Network with reader Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. Join Tasha every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific for an hour of psychic chat, motivational tools for your spiritual toolbox, and inspiration every week. May your angels bless and guide you always. And now, here's Tasha.
Hello, 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 everyone. I hope you had a good hump day and ready for the weekend, ready to relax, rejuvenate your spirit, have some fun with family, loved ones, and all that other good stuff. But first, loving yourself. Everything starts with self. You don't have it in you, you can't give it to anybody else. You know what I mean? So let's just take a few deep breaths, think some wonderful positive thoughts, and get ready to have our little spirit tuned up, well, big spirit tuned up, to a higher vibration so we can focus on having fun the rest of the weekend. How's that? Okay, let me grab my huge rose quartz over here. And I want to give a special shout-out to Gregory. Thank you for assisting me with my show. I really appreciate the help. Thank you so much. And Gregory is part of GGM Radio here. You will hear him on Sunday, I believe. And in case I'm wrong, go to ggmradio.com and hear all of our wonderful, wonderful teachers. Okay, 480, what is your question, dear?
Hello. Oh, wow, I didn't expect to get on that quick. I just was wondering, I am in search of, I guess not my mate, which I call, people are calling it different things, and I'm not talking about a soulmate. I'm talking about a love mate, someone that I'm going to be with. So I am trying to figure out where this gentleman is. I have a affinity for people that are overseas more so than in America.
Okay.
So I'm trying to see, you know.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is he appears to be, how I can say, he's got a lot of cream in his coffee. I'll put it that way. And he's very sweet. It appears to me very tall, curly hair, thick but beautiful, like marble type eyebrows. I don't know why I'm seeing that, but I'm sure you do. He's well built. He's not a skinny man. He's got some meat on his bones, not fat. But the best thing about him is I can see myself looking up to him, so he's like, I don't know, at least 6'3 or so, because I have to crane my neck to look at him. I'm 5'5. And I can see this beautiful, pure heart that you can see right through to his heart, and it's beating, you know, loud and clear. And he has such a pure soul. I don't know how else to say it other than that. If you could imagine seeing like, what was his name? He had the white suit on, and Jim Carrey played God in the movie. But he was God, and he was taking a vacation. Okay, but you know what I mean, right? Okay, so imagine that white suit. He has on that white suit, and you can see through the white suit to his heart. And it's just so, so, so beautiful. Let's see. I see, okay, the snow is falling. To me, that's December. And I don't see any flowers yet. So I want to say February of next year. Expect the unexpected. It's so funny. I don't normally hear that in my head. They said it won't be the average type of meeting.
Okay.
So what I see is, normally I see little red boxes when like spirit gives you a gift because you're doing really, really good spiritually, that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I see a big, huge beige tap box, like in the 1860s. You know, that huge, how they used to have huge hats, you know, and it's got a brown bow on it. Now, I don't know yet what that means, but hopefully you'll figure it out in your dreams or something. But there's this huge hat box, and I have the feeling that it is him bringing you one of your many first gifts. But whatever's in that box, it's huge, and you are goo goo gaga in love. Goo goo gaga, you know, 16-year-old in love, and just so, but the good thing about it is, he is too. So I don't know what you did this lifetime, but you've done very well because you're getting him in a few months.
Wow, that makes me happy.
Yeah, you've done really, really good. I see. I don't know where you're from or how you grew up, but I see the clothesline, life, and on the other side of the yard is like the vegetable garden, life. But the clothes on the line are hung so precisely. You know, it's almost like my mother hung the clothes on your clothesline, because all the whites are up front. You know, the white T-shirts are up front, and the white clothes, and then the white bras, and the white panties. And then the next line is the darker, and it goes in according to color by category, you know. And I don't know about you, but Mama hung our clothes in lines because there's 9 of us. Each one of us had our own line. So when she hung them up, mother loved hanging clothes on the line. We had to go take our clothes down, fold them up, put them away. So your clothesline is just so fastidiously put together. And again, you know, I'm assuming that's you and your life, your thought process, something about you is that way. That's why obviously they're showing me this and or needs to be that way. Sorry. But it's clean, it's neat, it's precise, it's in order. There's not one clothespin, which are all brand new, by the way, out of place. Okay?
Okay.
So I hope that helps, but that's what I see for you, and it's all good. You feel good to me, so, you know, as most of my spirit guides always tell everybody, you could always drink more warm water and get a little, you need a little bit more rest. Do you take naps? You need to take a nap.
I just started because I'm not really tired. I guess that's the best thing. I haven't been really tired lately. If I do, I go to sleep or a cat nap, or I'm either talking to somebody online overseas at their time. So that's when my body comes awake.
Okay, well, let's lay down and just rest. Just think giddy, positive thoughts, and next thing you know, you'll fall asleep or in meditation or something. And then they'll wake you up when it's time for you to not rest anymore, but they want you to rest.
Okay. That makes sense.
And don't forget to stop and be good to yourself. They're showing me walnut ice cream. Black walnut ice cream?
I got some ice cream I was thinking about eating.
Oh, good. Well, eat your ice cream, rest, put your feet up, and just do nothing but eat your ice cream and enjoy every delicious bite, okay?
Okay. Thank you. That was awesome.
Oh, you are so welcome, my dear. You have a beautiful day now.
You too. I love that.
Okay, dear. I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay, 818, what is your question with 818? Oh, stop. Hang on. Okay, 818, go ahead, dear.
Hi, my name is Brittany. Thank you, Tasha, for taking my call.
You're so welcome, my dear.
I'm calling because I wanted to know what you see in regards to career. I believe a lot of shifts and changes are happening with me, and I also believe that love is interconnected to that as well.
Okay, well, first thing I see is a huge building. I don't know where you live, but I see a huge building with blue tinted windows. Okay, now, I don't know where 818 is, but it looks pretty plain and flat, so this building kind of stands out is my point. Okay, now I see a different building with green-colored tinted glass. But the first building is like, I don't know, 10 stories high. The second green-colored building, I'm sorry, the building with green glass only appears to be like 3 or 4 stories high. Okay, now the first one is, I feel, your first job, like, interview that you really, 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 really super-duper-duper want. And you're like, oh, God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. So I see that one coming through first. Then the second one, the glass with the green tint, is going to be next. Now, the reason why they're telling you this is obviously you have options. You can choose door number one or you could choose door number two. You're going to be great at both of them. However, door number one obviously has some issues, but just trust me, it's easier if you go ahead and get them over with. Even, I'm not saying that you're not going to be there for 100 years. I don't see that yet. They haven't whispered that in my ear yet. But what I do see is there's some bumps in the dirt in the road, but that's normal. That's life. There should be some bumps in the road sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So knowing that, you can go in with a clear conscience, knowing you're going to have some spiritual work to do. You're not going to like it, but the sooner you just accept it and deal with it, the faster it's going to happen, the faster it's going to end. And then you can choose to either stay there or go to the green window building. It's your choice. You're going to like both positions. You're going to, whatever you do, I don't know. I see cubicles. That's all I see. You're going to really like both of them. It's just like there's this one thorn in your side at that first job that says, wish you would have taken a second one. But you still have options. You can always go back and say, hey, you still considering me? Or, you know, whatever you like. It's for you to choose. You don't have to be stuck with something. Okay, so you have an auntie on mom's side that's passed over?
No.
Well, there's auntie. She says she's your auntie, so I don't know what to tell you about that. We'll figure it out later. She says she's your auntie, and she wants you to know that she, Myrtle, Mariette, it's a mirror name. It's one of them old-fashioned 1920 names, Marietta, Myrtle, something with an M, okay? And she wants you to know that it's your turn. It's your turn to have what you want. You just need to decide what it is. And she says, stop being fishy about it, you know, because, you know, when you take the fish out of the water, they flip-flop around, you know. Anyway, so she says, you just need to be specific and decide what it is exactly you want, and then you're going to get it. Because apparently you've done a lot of your own homework, and now it's your turn for a treat. So you got it so good. Wow. You should be proud of yourself, really. So
yeah,
because
thank
of
you.
That, once you decide on and do it and stick with it, don't keep changing your mind back and forth, okay? And then so you're going to have the job. I don't see when the job is, but it smells close. I smell file folders and I smell paper. You know what I mean? Well, you probably don't know what I mean, but I smell paper, so I know it's close, like within the next month, within the next 30 days, excuse me. And then he is going to show up. Some way, how, shape, or form related to this job. You're going to like, it's weird, like the first caller. You're going to be going into the building. He's going to be coming out, and you're going to bump into each other's shoulders. Like, so don't be shy. This is not the time to be shy and not say anything. This is the time for you to look in his eyes and say, oh, hello. Yeah, okay. Sorry, you got to. I know you're kind of shy about that, but you got to get over it if you want the man, okay?
Yeah.
And then after that, it's all downhill. I know it's tough. But just hang in there. You can do it. I have faith in you. I have faith in you. You can do it. 818.
You said after that, it's all downhill?
It's all downhill. Free flowing. You throw your hands, you know, like on a roller coaster. Downhill.
I'm in the creative industry, and it sounds like what you're describing is like a 9-to-5 kind of job.
Again, I don't see what it is. I just see cubicles. That doesn't mean it's not creative.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
well,
thank you, my dear.
Thank you so much.
Call me back. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you, Tasha. Bye.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay. Hang in there, you guys. Hang in there. How do you say it? It's time for a new break. I'll put it that way. Hang on.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Para la familia Mendoza, empezar el día oyendo esto es algo habitual. Por suerte, ir al bosque y terminar el día escuchando esto otro es posible. Ese respiro que tu familia necesita está a menos de 90 minutos. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y descubre el bosque más cercano. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
Okay, 610, go ahead, my dear. Hello?
Huh? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Skype caller 111, go ahead, dear.
Hello, hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling, because I was wondering, what do you see for me in terms of love life?
Love life. Who's Rose or Rosa or Rosetta, Rose something name? Do you know who that is? On the other side?
Rose? No.
No Rose, Rosetta, nothing? Well, she knows you because she's here. And she said, if you would just love yourself more, they would be able to come to you. I don't know. I see you sitting scratching your head about a lot of things right now, this being one of them, of course. And then I see, like, you're sitting at the kitchen table going over, you know, bills and life and what am I going to do about this and what am I going to do about that. And whoever this Rose person is, you might want to call on her and ask her who she is. She's not giving me a name. I see the rose, and I see a rose written in white lettering against a black background. So she knows you somehow, way, shape, or form. And she wants you to know that he's coming. He's around the corner. You just can't see it yet. And she's humming and singing and like that. It's interesting.
Oh, wow.
She said June. So you got something to work on there until next June comes around. Do you attend functions? I see a little, it's not like a cotillion or anything. It's like a little, it's kind of like a meetup group. You know, I see like 10 or 12 people standing around having a nice little barbecue, chit-chatting, but it doesn't feel like you know the other people. Do you know what I mean? So she wants you to get out and socialize some more and work on yourself and realize that you do have it better than you think you do. That's what she's trying to say. You have it so much better than you think you do, okay? And she wants you to focus on being good to yourself, meaning, you know, it seems like you have a lot of problems, and you might, you know, but, you know, when you look at somebody else's house, their problems are always bigger than yours, you know. So just appreciate what you have right now, okay, value that, value yourself, be good to yourself, because it doesn't look like you've been good to yourself at all lately. And she wants you to know that once you're able to really be good to yourself, say no sometimes. Why should you have to babysit on Saturday night if you don't feel like it? But you're like, well, if I don't babysit for Tasha, then she's going to think I'm being mean, so let me just go ahead and babysit and get it over with. No, don't do that. Say no. Say no. You have the right to say no and make yourself happy, you know? And then once you're able to do little things like that, that's going to lead to bigger things. Mm-hmm. And bigger things, and bigger things. And the easier you say no now and appreciate and value yourself now, the quicker he's going to come. Okay? I don't know what kind of name you like, but this one looks... Yeah?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. I'm seeing, oh, curly hair men tonight. Wow, what's up with that? It's so funny because you know how, I was born in 62. So about that time, the men had their hair slicked back, you know, and it looked like they had gel or something on it. You know what I mean? In my mother's time, they call it conked, you know, where it's nice and just slicked back, like, I don't know, kind of like, Quincy Jones or something. You remember back in the day, it had it slicked back, like Billy Dee Williams, you know, something like that. And whoever he is, he feels musical to me. Like, he really is into jazz or blues or something. He's tall, nice broad shoulders, rather on the slender side. He's not bony. He's just lean, okay? And he's got one of those, well, how I see it right now, is he's got one of those, like, 1920s outfits on with the long jacket, you know, that almost come down to the knees. And the long, large leg pants with, what do they call? Stacey Adams. Do you remember Stacey Adams?
Yes, mm-hmm. I've heard of Stacey Adams.
Okay. And he smells so good. He looks so good. Yeah, you're going to be happy. You're going to be really happy. Now I see you dancing. You got on this Go ahead.
Oh, what about me moving? I'm trying to relocate to Houston, Texas from Chicago. I was wondering, like...
I don't see moving right away. I see, like, an overnight suitcase. I don't see boxes packed and ready to go. I don't... If you're moving, I don't see it, like, this year, before the end of the year is out. Something is there holding up the move. Either you're unsure if you want to move or you don't want to move, but you need to move. Something like that, because I don't see you packed. I don't smell boxes. I don't see boxes. Just a little
right.
Overnight.
You're right. I want to move, but my four-year-old, I was in a big relationship, and her father, we weren't married, but he's trying to keep me from moving, so I'm going through court. And that's the hold up. So I was wondering, like, what do you see for that?
Oh, okay. Well, I do have other callers holding. I don't see any. I don't see it not passing to your. You're going to be happy. It's going to be okay. It's going to be a teeny bit of a struggle because in legal cases, as in the old-fashioned long documents, you know, with the carbon paper still between them. So between all that paperwork, there's something not right in the fine print, as it were. So please be sure to read. I know it sucks, but please be sure to read every single little page, particularly the stuff on the bottom. Whatever is in different font, a different color, a different texture of font, read that. Make sure you read it carefully. And if you disagree, you know you got to, you know, cross it out and put your notes and sign your date and your initials. Otherwise, it's going to go through and you're not going to be very happy. You're not going to be, like, you know, not killing yourself unhappy. It's just going to be like, dang, I wish, you know, I would have got what I wanted. And you will, as long as you read that fine print. And then you'll be happier. You're not jumping up and down for joy. I'm not going to lie to you, okay? I don't see that happening. But you're going to be happy, and then you can move on. Okay? Okay, bye. Wow. Okay, 610, do we have a question ready right now? Hello? All righty, well, you can go back on hold. Okay, 928, go ahead, dear. Maybe nobody can hear me today. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, the stupid thing is still going around. Hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on. That little thing
yes,
keeps
hello?
Going round and round, round and round. Keeps going round and round. Hi, 928. Go ahead. What's your question?
I'm wondering if a person named Dell is going to change my life.
You're wondering if a person named what?
A person named Dell.
I'm sorry. It's warm over here. I have the fan on. I'm sorry. Dell.
Yeah, his name is Dell.
He said, no, not yet. What's up with Dell? Wishy-washy, where I see a teeter-totter. Do you know what that is?
What?
Hello? A teeter-totter. Do you
yes.
know what that is? Okay.
No.
So it's like you're... No, okay. The thing with the... It's a long board, and you've got the thing in the middle. So you one person sits on one side, the other person sits on the other side, and you push your legs up, and one person goes up, the other person goes down.
Oh, a seesaw?
A seesaw. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I can see you on the seesaw, but there's nobody else sitting on the other side of the seesaw, so you just on the ground by yourself. Now, the other person, I don't see too much because, you know, my spirit guides don't tell me other people's business, they just tell me yours, okay?
Okay.
But what I do see is this person is got a lot of issues going on. They're just, well, should I do this? And they don't know how to handle it all, so they're not saying anything, okay? Not that they don't like you, not that they don't want to be with you, but they got their own issues that they're just drowning in. I mean, it's just, ugh. It's not a comfortable feeling even for me. It's just, you know, you're gasping for air in a pool of water, and you're just gasping and trying to stay afloat and gasp. That's what this person is going through right now. At least that's what I see. Okay, well, should I do this about this? What about this? What about that? I really want to call you and say, hey, how you doing? But I just need to focus first and get myself together. You know, they just got to get themselves together. But they're around. They think of you. You know someone named Frank Lim?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
I see a Frank in your vibration, so keep your mind open to that. You don't have to, but it would be easier. I'm not saying this other thing isn't going to happen. I'm just saying it's easier to stay open. Yeah, they have a lot of issues going on, honey. Not pushing you out, but they don't know how to include you right now. And right now, for the next 3 months. Unless we do something about it.
I broke up with him.
About it. Go ahead.
So what was the answer to the question? Like, is he going to re-injure or, like, is he just a dead cause?
He's not answering anything now. He's just sitting there, like, in the dark, trying to figure out what he should do with himself.
Okay.
Thank you, my dear. Okay, 610, are we ready yet? Gussie is here. How cute is that? I just love it when people sign on and they have their names there. That is so cute. How did you think of that? Well, never mind. Go ahead.
Hello there. I'm glad you like it.
You're so stinking cute.
Thank you. It's not my real name, but it's good enough to use if you would like. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Jesse.
I tuned in late, so what kinds of questions are you taking?
A specific one.
Okay, I can do that. What do you see around employment?
Avery, something company name. Does this sound familiar to you? Avery. I see A-V-E.
No, Avenue? Nothing. No, oh. Well, I mean, there's avenues, but they're everywhere. They're everywhere in the United States, so... That doesn't really
not that kind. This kind of, I don't know what it is. All I see is a white building, and their sign is like a black background and I see in white, big, huge letters, AVE. But I don't see the rest of it. It looks like a brick building. I don't know where you live, but it looks like a brick building. Or it could be an old building that they, you know, just refurbished to fix the little bit.
Okay.
And it feels cold on the inside. Do you normally work like in a warehouse or something? Just say yes or no.
No.
Okay. It feels cold on the inside for some reason. But I see it. It's just a. Oh no, it's a two-story building. It looks like it's white painted brick. And when I go to the little, it's just like a little tiny lobby. And then you can, like, look through the lobby to the back of the rest of the offices. And it, oh, it's so weird. It's got those old-fashioned, you know, in like the 60s or 50s, they had the wooden doors with the big, huge glass pane windows.
Yes.
That's what it looks like to me. Wow. That's interesting. Anywho, moving on. Oh, I see you got little fairies. Do you believe in fairies and stuff? A little fairy popped in.
Yes,
how cute
I
is
do.
That?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's why, because I don't normally see fairies. Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, she looks like a little cute Tinkerbell. And she's kissing you on the cheek. Oh. Oh, how cute. So now imagine, if you will, because I see funny things. she's got a piece of your hair, and she's pulling you in the right direction. It is so stinking cute. Wow. Come on, this way. Let's go this way. Come on. Come on. You can do it. Come on. And you're like, okay, just let me get my purse. Hang on. And then, oh, gosh, are you sitting down? This is so funny. So you're driving now, and she's sitting on the steering wheel, and as you turn back and forth, she scooches to the left and she scooches to the right. Sorry. I've never seen that one before. It is so cute. I see three. 3 months? No? They said 3 weeks. In 3 weeks? You're going to get an offer letter or something. Somebody's going to say, hey, do you want the job? Whatever that's called, you're going to get one of those. And, of course, it's your choice if you want to take it. But, again, just like the other caller, they want to encourage you to ask for exactly what you want. Okay? So you can get exactly what you want and be happy. Okay? So don't be afraid to say, well, you know, can I have 50 cents more? Okay, sure, all right, okay. And can I work 7 to 3 instead of 8 to 5? Oh, okay, well, we can do that, you know. So don't be afraid to ask for what you want within reason so you can get it. What is up with sunflower seeds? Do you like sunflower seeds? Do you have a garden?
No, I don't have a garden, but I like sunflowers a lot, and I like the seeds that you eat. You have to crack open the shells. I don't eat them frequently, but they're kind of a nice snack food.
Who else likes sunflower seeds? Grandma, auntie, cousin, somebody?
No, I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody that I'm aware of in my family did or does.
So the ones that crossed over already? Whoever it is, she's very beautiful.
Oh, I don't know.
Certainly
not my grandma. I mean, no offense to my grandmothers, but I mean, no offense at all. But I would not call them physically anyway. I would not call them beautiful. Is not a word that I would use to describe them physically.
Okay, well, I only see their spirit, so it's beautiful. And she's wearing this pillbox fur hat, and she's very debonair, and she's got her fur. You know, the thing with the little fox head still on it that they wore way back in the day?
Yeah.
That's what she's wearing.
Okay.
And she's in her head, she's not saying it out loud. She's very quiet. But in her head, she's saying, you could do it. Go get it. Go get it. Go get that job. You know? But on the outside, she's very, you know, pristine, very ladylike with her gloves on. I started to say white, but she changed it into pink. And so something about sunflowers and pink, she just loves, you know. And she's telling you in her head, you can do it. Go get it. You can do anything. You can do, you hear me? You can do anything. And she's like, go get him. And she's looking, I don't know how else to say it other than, like, you know, Queen Elizabeth or something. She's so fastidious about her appearance. And she's not speaking because she chooses her words very carefully before she even speaks, you know? So whoever that is, yeah, they're really super duper duper on your side. Because as soon as I said that, now two other sisters showed up behind her. So I don't know who they are, but they're standing just as tall and firm and straight, shoulders back, like little soldiers dressed to the nines in that 3/4 length skirt with the slit up the back, you know, and the pantyhose with the line up the back.
Yep.
They're all three of them standing there for you, rooting you on. Wow. That is so amazing. I want to cry. Woof. Yeah, so in 3 weeks, you should be hearing something, and please let me know how it goes. And, don't forget to... Go ahead.
Well, listen, Tale, I don't want to go into thing how events have transpired in the last month or so, but will this position require a geographical move?
I don't see any suitcases. I don't see any boxes. I do hear the train.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means.
But it's not like an Amtrak train. It's like what we have here in San Jose, California. We got what's called a light rail. So it's like a city-to-city type of train that I do see.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see like an Amtrak train, like to take you from one place to the opposite end of the world. I don't see that. Is she moving anytime soon, guys? Nope, not moving anytime soon. I still see that sunflower, which means you're going to be planted there for a minute, at least the rest of this year anyway.
Well, that's depressing news.
And then, well, that's just for this year. It's easier if you just accept the blessing, however it comes, instead of fighting it, but I understand what you mean. Okay, so that was just for this year. Next year... I'm still seeing that sunflower. When do sunflowers grow? Not till, May or June. So May or June. Okay, so now I see that old-fashioned suitcase with the little straps that you have to tie down.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not until May. When is that, Auntie? She said May 25th. Then you're going to be traveling. But it's not a huge suitcase. So wherever you're going, you're just going to go look and try to decide, and then you're going to go, okay? If you want to, if you have free will, it's for you to say what you want, and then the universe is going to give it to you, okay? But it's just it's a little bit bigger than an overnight bag, but not as big as one of those huge things on rollers nowadays, you know? It's just a little suitcase. You're going to go, look, come home, say, okay, well, you know, let me write down the pros and cons. And that's all I see right now is just the thought process. I don't see you moving, but come May 25th, you're going to have a choice.
Well, that's a long ways away, so I'm not going to concern myself with that, and actually would like to make it much a good deal sooner than that. So
you buy a lot of 9 months in your life, so I have faith this one will pass. Just as quickly, and you can be happy.
Okay.
Happier.
All right.
Well, okay, my dear.
Okay, thank you very much. Enjoyed that.
Okay. No, go ahead. Finish your sentence. It's okay.
I wasn't going to say happier. I mean, things are tough right now. I'm partly working, and it's not, I wouldn't call myself in a state of happiness. I'm very, very stressed and very, very, very extremely worried. About employment and income, and so.
Well, it's all about the change.
I can tell you,
it's all about the change. Keep the faith. Keep the faith, and it will. Where the mind goes, the behind follows. I know it's tough. I'm on unemployment myself, but you know what? I've been a lot worse off, and I've been a lot better off. So I'm just grateful for what I have and keeping the faith that tomorrow something better is going to come and something better and something better. And you know what? It has. Somebody sent me some beads today. Now, I know that doesn't sound like much to you, but I make jewelry and I sell jewelry. So that was like a huge thing just to get this little tiny packet of beads, you know? So even the smallest little things we're going to be grateful for, and when we're grateful for something, the universe gives us more.
Yeah, I understand that. That's right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hang in, and I'm going to hang in there with you. Send a little prayer out for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome, my dear. And you have a good day. I'm going to put you back on hold.
All righty, that's fine. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and The Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Orville Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at orvillebird.com and get a hold of all of Orville's wonderful music. You're listening to The Angels Network with Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to the program.
Hello.
Go ahead, dear.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to ask a question concerning career.
Let me adjust my headset here. Okay, go ahead. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to ask a question concerning my career. Things are shaky at my job, at the company where I work at, and so I started looking for another position. So far, I had one interview last week, Tuesday, but I haven't heard back anything, so maybe, I don't know if they're going to call me back or not, but I just saw another position, and I'm working and submitted my application, and the company is something that, you know, has potential. I don't have all the credentials, but, you know, it is in my field, so I'm going to apply. I'm trying my best with a cover letter and on the resume. I'm not sure if you're picking up anything, you know, as far as this company, because I don't feel very strongly about it, or if you saw me getting some other job or anything you're picking up that could possibly help me.
Thank you, because this company, something shady is going on in the background
what
that nobody
company?
Knows about, but like two people. So
yeah,
they're going,
I mean,
they're
the,
fighting. I'm sorry, go
the
ahead.
The one I'm working at now? Which company is this?
Yes, the one you're working at now.
Oh, okay.
So nobody knows about it yet, but two of the...
What are they doing?
Whoever the main...
Hello?
I'm sorry? You were saying?
No, I'm sorry. I missed what you said. You were telling me something that they're doing at my company right now?
Yes. So these two shady guys in the background are trying to fight with each other to get whatever
mm-hmm.
they want to get out of this company. And in the
mm-hmm.
meantime, it's messing up everything else down line. Nobody
right,
knows
right.
about it yet, but it's going to be public pretty soon. So you have the option, just like everybody else, you know, we all have free will, to either stay and go through junk, which obviously is going to end at some point, and then you're going to be happy again. Because once this is all over and out and these two guys are fired, then you're going to get some good people in there that care about people, well, a lot more than those guys anyway.
Okay.
And things are going to be a lot better.
Right,
but
right.
I also see an application filled out. I can't see the name of the company, but it's a very short, brief application form. It's not the average one where they want you to list what you've done for the past 10 years or something like that. Name,
mm-hmm.
date. You know, Social Security, not Social Security, address, and list, like, two jobs, your last two jobs. And that's pretty much all they want. So I get a really good feeling about that job. I don't see the name of the company. I'm sorry, but I do see a J, a big, huge white J against a purple background, which is odd for me. I normally see a black background, but this white J happens to be against a black, a purple background. So I would encourage you to look for companies that have that logo or start with a J name. And the vibration there is a little higher. The people are good to their people there. You know, they're considerate. They have great benefits, great vacation package, all that good stuff. Also, the next job that I see for you, you're like, the pay is a little bit less. And, you know, the vacation isn't so good. But they treat whoever the third, okay, so you have the job now, and then the purple J, okay, the white J with the purple background. And then this third one, it smells really good. It smells like brownies to me, which is really good. They don't have exactly every single thing you want, and this one has a longer application. They want more information from you, but the hiring process, the interview process is quick. And fast, you go in, you can go for a second interview. So you have lots of choices coming up for you. When is that? They show me 32. So in the next 32 days, my career guides are funny sometimes. you have the option to stay or change. But any change you make is still going to be all good. Even if you take the lesser paying job, there's more happiness there. The vibration is higher. The people get along together, all that good stuff.
Right, right. What about this company that I'm going to apply for? It's called Apprise, APPRISE. It's a technology company. It's pretty close to where I live, and they have branches worldwide. What were you picking up as far as that company?
I see the, I don't know, it appears to be a very nice-looking lobby at this company.
Mm-hmm.
And you're filling out the application, you're giving it to the receptionist, and it feels okay. It doesn't feel good. But again, okay. it's your choice. I'm not telling you don't take the job. I'm just saying these others feel a lot better for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The manager, Judy, or Ruth or Judy, some name like that, at this Allied, is kind of slap happy because what I see is the receptionist giving her your application and then she spills coffee all over it. You know? So everything means something. I'm not telling you not to go. I'm just telling you what I see. Okay. And if you like, you can take that job there until you get to the other one. It's up to you. But the other job feel vibrationally better for you, friendly. You know, people are open and warm, and this feels cold and dank like an attic.
Do you see how I'll be making a connection of finding that other job or other job? I mean, because I'm looking online, I have a few things that are emailed to me almost on a daily basis. Because I'm not having
The only thing I see as far as that is something, it's not, but it looks like, however, Craigslist is set up. So if you have been on sites that look like Craigslist, it's going to be one of those. They said number three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means to you or how you look up things online, but whatever the third one is, whatever the third choice was, like for today, the third website you went to, look at that one first. And then go to the others. But it's one. It looks almost exactly like Craigslist.
Right, right.
Okay?
Do you feel it would be like in a... I mean, I work in technology area, obviously. I do not know if the company will be a technology company or some other type.
You know, I'm sorry. I don't see, like, you know, conductor chips or anything. For the J building and
like
the other
software.
Building I saw, I could only see.
What I do now is software tester and analysis, stuff like that, support.
I only see the outside of the building. I don't see what you're going to be doing on the inside. And I don't know why. Normally, sometimes I do. I won't say normally. I can tell you that it feels cold, and I know we relate computer stuff to being at, 62 degrees at all times or something like that. So if that's an idea to help you make a choice. I feel that it's cold. It's brightly lit, though. Bright, 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 like a laboratory almost. But I don't see wafers. I don't see chips. I don't see, you know, stuff like that.
Right,
it just feels cold, but it's bright, which
right,
is good.
I mean, I do like technology, but more like in software. Just only need like a computer. You don't need all the other stuff. Do you think it's something where it'll be pretty close to where I live, or would it be where I have to commute? Because right now I'm commuting close to 2 hours.
Well, the jobs that I've mentioned to you before, the buildings, they feel like within 20 miles. I don't know if that's far to you. It's not very far to me since I live in the Silicon Valley. But it doesn't feel like you're on the road for an hour. No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay,
well,
we're here?
Do you think I'll, just one last thing, sorry. Do you think I'll find a job while I have a job? Because that's my concern, you know? I don't want to be without a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
3 weeks. No, you weren't the 3 week one. But what I see is on your calendar, I don't know if your calendar's pink, but I'm seeing a calendar with the first 3 weeks highlighted in pink is what I see for you. So I would tell you within 3 weeks, something is going to happen.
Okay.
But it's not going to happen if you don't make up your mind. You can't be wishy-washy because the universe is going to bring you exactly what you asked for. So make up your mind, go fill out that application, and you pray on it, and then give it to the receptionist and let it go, and then go on to the next one, you know? But I see you doing something within 3 weeks. I feel chilly, like I have to put a sweater on, which is how I felt when I worked for the semiconductor pieces here, you know? So good. You're looking good.
Excellent. I'll let you know.
Okay, I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Okay, my dear, you have a nice evening now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello over there in the chat room. Did you have a question, honey?